What if it's not too late? What if you truly can retire confidently? I'm Telton W. Hall, certified financial planner and best-selling author of The Secure Solution, creating a high-quality retirement in a low-interest rate world. My team and I have engaged in thousands of retirement planning sessions with middle and upper middle class Americans, people like you with their own unique fears and families and their own messes and their own successes. And they have done just that, retired confidently. If you're willing to go with me, I can tell you how. It's story time. Let's go. Hello, my friends. Welcome to the podcast today. Thanks for joining me. Listen, I've got something that you probably got in trouble for at different times of your life, hopefully when you were young, that now I'm going to give you permission to do a little bit more of it. I want you to daydream. Remember how I used to get in trouble for daydreaming? Well, now as an adult, part of the issues or maybe some of the problems that could be addressed in this world actually get solved by daydreaming a little bit. Visualizing what you want this to be like and how you want to feel and what the outcome might be. Let me tell you why this is on my mind right now. A couple different reasons. The first is that I'm part of an advisory council for an institution where we help people that want to make a charitable donation to the institution. And then there are certain rules and structures that we help them implement so that they can get a benefit for that financially. Obviously, they get the emotional benefit of donating, but they also get a financial benefit for that. And I was actually filling out a questionnaire for this group for folks that are interested in this, and then they find the website for this institution. And one of the questions they wanted me as an expert in this area, as an advisor that's helped people accomplish this, to answer what's the first thing that you should do when you're considering some type of charitable giving or some type of planned giving. And my response to that is to daydream. Just daydream a little bit. Just think about it for a minute of what kind of benefit do you want to get out of this? What do you want to accomplish? And at the same time, what's the end result or the impact that you want to make with the organization or in the community, or in this case, it's a local university. So for students, the kind of experience you want them to have. And it's very interesting that when you allow yourself to daydream, and remember the rules with daydreaming, there weren't any rules. That was the best rule of daydreaming, is that you didn't have to follow certain preset guidelines. You just allowed your mind to go and explore and think about what if this, or what if I did that, or what, you know, you could date when you were daydreaming. You could date any girl you wanted in the whole school, or boy, or whatever. You know, in my case, I'm thinking about me, like in high school, if I got caught daydreaming probably in middle school, I was probably thinking about what girl I would try to have the guts to ask on a date once I got to high school and we started doing that. Or you could jump your bicycle off of anything and everything that you ever wanted to. That was certainly one of the things that I would get caught daydreaming about. Is there a way I could get on top of that so I could ride down there, so that I could jump off of that and then land over there? And, you know, to some extent, we tried a little bit of that. Even with a car once, I told you about that story. Don't hold that against me. But seriously, there weren't any rules. That was the best part of daydreaming. That was the best rule, is that there were no rules. You just got to really open your mind to think about, what do I want to do here? What do I want to accomplish? And what's fascinating to me is that this plays out when we're working through what's going to be the nitty gritty and the technical aspects of charitable giving, but certainly of overall retirement planning. There's just there's a lot of rules, and there's a lot of technicalities, and there's just things you don't want to mess up. And so you want to get that right. But it's very difficult actually to follow all the rules and to implement the right structures and to utilize the appropriate strategies, all of that is very difficult to get clarity on until you get the big picture vision. It's actually the no rules thinking, the open-minded daydreaming, the totally everything's accessible to you vision creating. It's that type of no rules thinking that actually gives you a framework to then say, okay, this is now clear of what we want to accomplish. And with that type of clarity, now we can back into the structures and the strategies and the rules and the technicalities of actually how to implement it. It's a fascinating concept to me, at least when I think about it, that so often what's keeping us from, and now I'm going broader, not just from charitable giving and not just from retirement planning, but really in life in general, so often what impairs your ability to actually move forward with an appropriate next step is that you've never actually gave yourself permission to visualize the end result, to actually daydream or think about or have a vision in your mind of what you want to accomplish. And so I just want to encourage you today. My mind started thinking about it, you know, specific to charitable giving, but it's certainly more applicable broader in life. And specifically with charitable giving, it's fascinating because this is a situation where the folks have the assets. The asset is there, and they understand that there is a tax benefit for making charitable contributions. And so they think that they want a tax benefit for that. But when we sit with them just for a minute, and in fact, we actually do some of this at the very beginning of the Retire Confidently program, the very first segment is just me asking you some questions to help you visualize what it is that you want to have. Because then that's going to provide the framework to dial in all the other aspects of your retirement plan. But let's say that you're in a meeting sitting here with me and we want to talk about charitable giving. That's actually the first thing that you need to do is just start to think through, okay, what's my end goal? What do I really want? And what's fascinating to me is usually the first thing that people will say is I want a tax benefit. But when we actually say, okay, let's just talk about this for a minute. What's the end outcome that you really want? They don't immediately, this is almost all the time, don't immediately go to the tax benefit. What they really want to do is create some kind of specific impact. They want to help, for instance, students at a college that are single moms. Or in my case, I was involved with a group we called Everyday Leaders Scholarship, which was a scholarship that was specifically for people that had mediocre grades. Kind of funny, huh? They had mediocre grades, but when they went through the application process, we determined that they were stinking hard workers. Or they were oftentimes single parents, a lot of times what we call non-traditional students, which is kind of a funny word, like you're supposed to stop learning once you're 22, but whatever. So non-traditional students, so that, you know, they were in their 30s or 40s, or a lot of times they came out of high school with just horrible, horrible grades. I sat next to one student who said he barely graduated with a 2.0 from high school. And then he made a decision, I'm going to change my family tree here. I'm number 9 of 9 children, and the other 8, there's no chance that they're ever leaving the home where they live. He goes, I'm going to be an attorney. Well, I mean, imagine the audacity of that vision, right? But he did it. He daydreamed for a minute. And so he couldn't go to our local school. He had to start at a college and get his GPA up there. And then he came to the local school. And so when he started working at the Southern Utah University here in the town where I am, we started attending school here. He was taking 18 credits and he was working basically 3 jobs, like 2.5 to 3 jobs. And I sat next to him in a lunch where we were celebrating the fact that he was a year from graduating. And he told me this story of how hard he was working. And he didn't couch it in terms of how hard he was working. He just couched it as he was just answering my questions of, tell me what that first year was like here at SUU. And how many credits were you taking? What kind of jobs? Job did you have? Oh, what was your financial situation? The reality was he was working his tail off and he was barely getting decent grades. Super, super exciting. And so that scholarship that I was involved with, the reason I was sitting next to him is because we were involved with the scholarship that helped get him through school because his grades were mediocre, but he was really, really determined and he was a really hard worker. And so because that vision of what that scholarship was going to be was really, really clear, a certain kind of person gravitated to that, and the structure of how we set up the application process and the financial components of that were very, very clear because we had that end result. So there's a couple ideas that I just wanted to give you and share some concepts with you so you can start to think about that. Maybe that's in terms of the impact that you want to make with your family long term. A lot. Maybe that's specifically to retirement planning of what is that vision? And some folks think that when I say vision, that it has to be more grandiose than I think it does. Like, some people have a very simple, straightforward vision. If they daydream about it for a second, then it's pretty clear, like, oh, I want this much a month, and I want the freedom to not have to go to work, and the ability to maybe work part-time in this other career that I've thought about doing that I actually think could be kind of profitable. And at some point, I want to be able to take 18 months or 2 years and do some really a deep dive in some kind of service, even maybe where I travel to help someplace, or maybe just once a year. You know, I want to take a trip. A lot of folks, it's fascinating, a lot of folks want to see the United States of America. That's not a grandiose type of travel experience, is to take road trips at various times during their year to really experience different parts of the United States. But when they think about what do I really want, and there's no rules around that or no preconceived conditions of here's what everybody thinks it ought to be, they just like, what do you really want? What sounds fun to you? Then they're able to dial it in. And then that, you can tell how helpful that is to them when they really think about here's what I want, here's what I'd like to have. Then that gives you a framework to then get crystal clear clarity on where you're going to generate your income sources. So certainly applicable there when it comes to financial and retirement planning. When it comes to your children, some folks want to leave a legacy of some type with their children. Some folks want to leave a financial legacy. The first category, a lot of times, they don't want to leave a financial legacy. They want a legacy of intelligence or hard work or honesty. And they want to spend their kids' inheritance. And frankly, if you daydream about it and that's what you want, then that's fine. Other folks, they feel like the financial legacy is part of the legacy they want to leave. And so you plan accordingly to that. Maybe it's land. Maybe it's a cabin. Maybe it's relationships that you want to have with your family. And money becomes the means to the end of those things. So getting a vision around those things, which really means just giving yourself permission to daydream, is really how you kick that off. And I want to say this one more time, because people, they want to go to, I'm going to use the word grandiose, but they want to go to things that other people have told them are what their vision should be. And you could use that as a framework of, oh, well, that person, that's what they think it should be. That person thinks that it should be spending a lot of time on Caribbean vacations. But I'm here to tell you, we've done thousands of these retirement planning meetings. We've gone hand in hand just year after year with folks. And there are a lot of folks that a beach vacation, spending a bunch of time in the Caribbean, is the farthest thing from what they want to do. And so I want to end with that of, I want to start, just daydream. I give you permission. You don't need my permission. I just give you an encouragement to daydream, because it'll help you get clear on your vision. So I'll start with that, and I'll end with, and I'm going to give you a reminder to make it your own vision, your own daydream. It doesn't have to be something that's out of whack that you saw on a TV show or what other people think that it might be. A lot of folks want to keep working in some aspect. And so when you give yourself permission to really decide, oh, what kind of things do I actually like doing? Then you can daydream around those things. That then creates the framework, so then you can get crystal clear clarity on the actual finances, or in other aspects of your life, it gives you the framework to then get crystal clear on your actions that you want to take in your life. There you have it. Thanks for joining me today. Enjoy your daydreaming. And there's no teacher that's going to get mad at you. You can say, hey, my certified financial planner that I listen to, he gave me permission. Have a great one. Hey folks, one last thing. If you have not checked out the Retire Confidently program recently, you really need to. We have drastically changed the cost associated with that program. So to go to teltonhall.com/program and then click sign up and then put in the discount code podcast. Podcast, all caps. You're going to be blown away at the price that you'll pay for what a program that could massively change your retirement outlook, your confidence towards your retirement, and make thousands, ten thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars of difference in your retirement. Don't miss this. Take advantage of it right now. teltonhall.com/program. Click sign up. Use the discount code podcast in all caps. And for the price of, the less than a pair of basketball shoes, less than a really nice dinner out, you can get access to a program where we've seriously tried to give you every tip, every trick, every piece of education, every strategy that we can to turn any angst you have about retirement into confidence towards your retirement. Check it out. teltonhall.com/program. I am super excited for you. Your future retired self is ecstatic for you.